From the Financial Times in London, I'm John Byrne-Murdoch and this is FT News. On Sunday night, Jamaica's Usain Bolt won his third successive Olympic gold in the men's 100 metres, beating his US rival Justin Gatlin. And Bolt wasn't alone in taking glory for Jamaica. His compatriot Elaine Thompson picked up the top prize in the women's 100 metres on Saturday. My colleague Murad Ahmed, who's in Rio covering the Olympic Games for the Financial Times, managed to catch up with Bolt after the race and asked him, how does Jamaica, an island nation of just 2.7 million, produce athletes that so handily trounce those from the US, a far richer country with a population of around 320 million? Thanks so much for talking to us, Murad. I have to say, it looks amazing the fact that you were just able to casually catch up there with Bolt after the race.
I'll send you a picture of me casually chatting to Bolt. It's not casual. It's a scrum. You have to actually fight. I mean, it's actually really bad. It's young men tussling with each other to get their dictaphone in his face and counting questions. And then he, because he's such a class act, he just looks somebody in the eye and he listens to their question. Then he answers that question and moves on to the next one. He's a real class act.
So Murad, what is it about Jamaica that allows them to dominate?
Well, I asked Usain Bolt this last night and he said it's basically the culture of sport in the island. So when Usain Bolt was growing up, he would compete in an annual schools athletic competition known there as Champs. And it's hard to understand this event unless you're there. It's packed stadiums in Kingston, the capital. It's discussed vociferously on television, on radio, and in newspaper columns. And what we're talking about here is kids running around an athletics track, and they do it incredibly fast. These are times that would be befitting a national trials or a championship in pretty much any other country in the world. And so from a very early age, the Jamaican sprinters in particular are being honed for battles, trained early, and are world-class standard at schools level. So by the time they're getting to international competition, like Usain Bolt when he emerged in the Beijing 2008 Olympics, they appear internationally as have come completely out of the blue, but actually they've been trained for many, many years. And when I asked Bolt, he pointed to Champs straight away and he said that because of these competitions and for years more to come, his words are, we will have great athletes to win. And it's hard to doubt that.
Is it simply a case of that early access to that top-level competition, or are there more factors at play here?
Well, that early training obviously helps, but Jamaicans do have genetic advantages when it comes to sprinting. There have been studies made into Jamaica's success in these competitions, and one in 2010 found that there was a gene associated with explosive running, which effectively means that these human beings can often have a larger than average heart, and that aids with the flow of oxygen to the muscles incredibly quickly, which is what you need for sprinting, and that the frequency of the gene is higher in Jamaicans than in West Africans, and then in West Africans more than Europeans. Also, people of African descent are known to have the kind of fast twitch muscle fibers which are required for elite sprinting. So there are some natural advantages to Bolt, but it's undoubted that he's a freakishly amazing athlete and a kind of a once-in-a-generation runner.
Absolutely, I think that seems very clear. And obviously he's got his next event coming up later on this week in the 200, where he'll be up against one of the other huge stories from yesterday evening, South Africa's Wade van Niekerk. How do you see that one going? Obviously, van Niekerk set a new world record there, smashing Michael Johnson's one, but Bolt also looks in good form. So what do you think is going to happen on Thursday?
Well, the van Niekerk run inside the stadium was astonishing. It came before the 100 meter final and nobody expected it. I actually asked Michael Johnson himself a few days ago whether or not he thought a record would go in that race, and he told me and everybody else in the media to just calm down, that records are very unlikely to be broken, particularly his. So I think the stadium was completely shocked by it, and a lot of people were asking Bolt last night whether or not he was either surprised or he was worried, and Bolt was incredibly confident. He just said over 200 meters he's pretty much unbeatable. And that would make sense. But for Bolt, the 200 metres is actually his favourite event. He feels stronger in that event than the 100 metres. He's always said that the 100 metres is one that he, A, doesn't particularly enjoy, and B, is the one that he thinks he could be beaten in. And if you go back to champs, he was a record holder and at least a champion in the 200 metres and the 400 metres. He's actually better over longer distances. So I won't be betting against Bolt, but it'll be fantastic to watch regardless.
Likewise, yeah. Looking forward to it. And I'll let you get back to chasing athletes around.
Thank you. On your marks.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about AI and the business travel sector. I speak to Tim LaBelle, head of product for SAP Concur Spend Solutions.
We'll have so much data that our travel will be safer.
Shelley Fletcher-Bryant, VP of Advito.
AI can certainly contribute to more eco-friendly travel practices.
And author and public speaker, Theo Lau.
AI can help us predict when it will be a peak travel, more delays, cancelled flights.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.